When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Richie. Going beyond Walker. Pugh. That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The roof of the Gold Sands is raised! Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Hello and welcome to episode number 159 of Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast, a Premier League podcast. Wow, what a game it was yesterday. Kiefer Moore, give him the freedom of Bournemouth. I don't care what it takes. What a guy. Phil Beal, clever free kick routine, unplanned. Great finish from Kiefer. And look, the whole side played so well. A controlled performance and look, we had our harum scarum moments, but we totally deserved it. I know that Forest fans will be ruining that penalty claim where Sam Surridge probably should have been awarded a spot kick. But on the course of the 98 minutes, I think that Cherries deserved it. And look, Forest have got another chance anyway. So on this bumper pod, it's all about celebrating what happened. So firstly, I was on the pitch at full time, getting some raw reaction from fans and just trying to take in what on earth happened. There's a lot of bewilderment, a lot of chanting, a lot of nonsensical conversations, but I feel as though you podcast listeners, you deserve that. So firstly, we're going to do that. Later on in the show, myself and Tom are going to dissect the 98 minutes that got Bournemouth promoted. But also we chat to Mark McAdam. He was in the car park earlier, so we thought we'd get a word. It's a bumper one. Firstly, these were the scenes at full time and they were absolutely brilliant.
Welcome to the free-for-all on the pitch. Cherries have been promoted. Unbelievable thing. Let's go. Oh, what a performance. Lewis Cook's been held aloft there. Oh, my God, man. How are you feeling, buddy?
Sean,
how are you feeling?
Yes, sir!
Get in! Now you're gonna believe us! Now you're gonna believe us!
Keep them all! What a hero!
Well done!
I love the motion, Chag! I love it!
The Reds are going up! And now you're gonna believe us! Now you're gonna believe us! Now you're gonna believe us!
Ben Pearson's in there.
mate. You're back in that free-for-all.
Yes, I'm gassed.
Mate,
let's go.
Kiefer Moore, mate.
He's a goat. He scores all the big goals for us. I love it.
Red Premier League. Red Premier League.
It's absolutely awesome, man. Absolutely awesome.
Come on!
Mate, you're on camera. Rob, how are you feeling?
Hey, come on!
What? Come on! You know what? Oh. What were we worried about? What were we worried about? Easy!
Oh. Come on!
Leveling down.
Leveling down.
I love that. I love that from you.
How are you, buddy?
Get in there. Come on.
Mate, hold your nerve.
Hold your nerve.
Get up the Sharon.
What a performance. Mate. Talk to me about the game, mate.
What can you say? We just got the plan. Players are amazing. Keep them all. Oh, Lord.
Keep them all.
He's our Jurgen Kermigan of 2022, isn't he?
What a move! What a move!
Brilliant signing.
Gentlemen, man of the match from you. Who are you thinking? Is it going to be the goal scorer, by any chance?
Yeah.
Got to be.
Mate, how are you feeling about being Premier League?
Oh, I've lost the voice, haven't we?
Yeah.
We're going up.
Oh mate, this is an experience.
What
Don't
an
ever
experience.
Forget this. Drink it in, mate. Yeah. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
Yes, Spawny one.
Spawny free kick, that's what you want, isn't it?
Oh mate, love that free kick.
Superman, Travis and Gold.
Oh, love this. Love this. How are you, Reece? You alright?
Yeah.
Premier League again, mate. Yeah. How are you feeling? Man of match from you?
Keep them up.
Stupid question, right? Up there. Travis is off down the tunnel. Travis is off down the tunnel. Hey, how are you feeling? Like, introduce yourself to everyone watching the free-for-all.
Oh, hi, Andy. How you doing?
Andy.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Talk to me about that, man. Oh, I don't know about you. I was feeling sick and nervous all game, but yeah. they played it out really well, didn't they?
Honestly, I didn't enjoy it at all because I just worried we weren't going to get through last minute. And we got the last goal and it started to feel a bit better, but I still look well. No, I'm not quite ready to relax yet because, you know, this is the way it goes. But we got it, didn't we?
We did job. We did the job.
And now I've got to find my son.
Oh, good luck. Hey, I'm going to track down this gentleman here. I feel like Martin Brundle chasing someone.
Oh, right.
Richard Jackson on the grid walk. How are you, mate?
Oh, Sam, all those trips, those shit games, West Brom away. Who else have we lost to? The dislocated shoulder at Blackpool.
It was
all been worthwhile.
Hey, that moment could, well, it turned out to be pivotal, look.
Certainly did, yeah. Unlike my shoulder, which didn't pivot at all.
Talk to me about that game, Richard. I mean, what performance, so solid, weren't we?
We were, yeah. Frankly, I was disappointed, man. They needed to get a win, and they never really showed anything. But I think you've got to put that down to our game plan. Keep them more inspired. This is so good, Sam. It really is.
Right, we're going to take a little walk around. Are you trying to find Mark by any chance?
Yeah.
He's somewhere in there. Right. Will do.
Looking forward to it now.
Yeah. If that Millwall win.
Yeah.
Hit me this time.
Oh my God, look at this man.
I think one of the boys, Phillips.
Look at this luscious turf, man. Beautiful.
Never in doubt, never in doubt.
It was a good performance, wasn't it?
Very good.
I thought it was going to be more cagey than what it was. We opened it up a few times.
Yeah.
That second half, they had to go for it. Spaces were always going to...
Always going to come back. Travis, not behind me when they took the free kick. Was screaming. I played it along the deck. Like,
mate. So yeah. I thought the filling of Phil Billing was going to smash it. I thought he was going to smash it with his left foot, but how composed was that from Keeper Moore?
Absolutely.
Slotted it.
Absolutely.
You know, Leggett-esque.
3-2.
Yeah, 3-2.
Absolutely. Where are we going drinking?
Well,
I'm not working tomorrow.
Not now, anyway. Right, let's go see what the atmosphere is looking like.
See you later,
mate. Yeah, we'll do, mate.
Doing a see you, Sam.
You're doing your quiz walk.
Yeah. Oh, right, let's see. See who else we got?
Hello, mate! Here we go!
You're on the free-for-all, mate. You're on the free-for-all!
Get in there, Josh!
Josh, you alright? Talk to me, Simon. Talk to me.
Well, I did think we were going to win. There's a bottle of champagne at Tesco's Express and Kinsa with my name on it on the top shelf. I knew it before the game. I thought it was 2-1, not 1-0. There we go! We're going up!
We're Premier League. How are you?
Great.
I'm so glad. Did you go on the pitch half time?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. You did the half time challenge.
I scored a goal.
That's good.
I didn't hit the crossbar.
We're Premier League. Right, let's get back to our seats. Phil Billing. Composed pass to Keeper Moore. He's going to be your number one from now on, isn't he?
Never. Phil,
awesome. Love it. Oh, fucking superb. Absolute superb. Talk to me.
Oh, man, I'm
forward. I
love this club so much. Premier League, come on!
I don't know about you, but I'm knackered.
Yeah.
Absolutely knackered. Tell me about that performance.
It's intense, is all I can say.
Tell you what though, I'm glad we did it today. I didn't want it to go to the weekend, did you?
I know. I feel for Nottingham Forest because they've been amazing up until tonight, and they just didn't come out.
They'll do it in the playoffs, though, won't they?
Oh, no, they will smash the playoffs. And they'll be in the final.
Thanks for coming on, mate. Cheers for coming on.
Thank you, mate.
We've had it. At least we had it. We've got it again. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Get you there. Little
one. Oh, I was there somewhere.
I was just waiting there for a smash. Go on.
Get in.
Wait. Come on, Jay. What a tactical masterplan.
I was like, what is he doing? Better play.
I'm so glad it happened today rather than on Saturday.
Oh, unbelievable.
At least you can watch it. At least you can see it. You're going.
I'm going. 7 hours. 12 hours. Oh, unbelievable.
Wow. We're Premier League again.
Mate, oh my god, I'm knackered.
Right.
Sammy,
oh, we're fucking Premier League, come on!
Woo! Talk to me.
Now he's gone out, says on us. 20 million down the drain. Tom Selake scores again. Tom Selake is his ghost. Now he's gone out, says on us. This is superb.
Yes,
get the fucking
key for more, my lord.
Key for more.
Love it, my lord. Key for
more. Mate, GG, mate. How are you? You alright?
I'm amazing, mate. How are you?
Good. First half was a little bit cagey, but second half it opened up. We kind of expected that, though. Set to go for it.
Definitely. I mean, second half we were so much better. As soon as we got that goal, I knew it's it. I knew we were going up. We are going up.
I'm absolutely knackered. Right, we're going to have a few shots at the crowd.
Yes, you beauties!
You can swear, it's fine.
You fucking beauties.
Mate, what a performance.
Mate, we were class all game. They had nothing, mate. What are they giving it, mate? All the last 2 weeks, all we heard was, Forest, you've got to pay it. Saturday, they were going, oh, are you watching AFC Bournemouth? We're watching now, Forest. We are
Premier League, so we are Premier League. We are Premier League, so we are Premier League. We are Premier League, so we are Premier League. We are Premier League, so we are Premier League.
Come on! Oh, yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Apparently we're Premier League.
Apparently? Apparently we're Premier League. Right, we need to go for this side.
I'm sorry.
No, you go. Kurt Tovey, what were you worried about?
I was thinking after about 70 minutes, a team's going to win this 1-0. I just didn't know which way it was going to go. And Kiefer Moore, what a signing! What a player!
Well, we'll worry about next season another time.
That,
yeah,
that's
won't
not
we?
For today.
We're going to enjoy this moment. And Scott Parker, mate. I thought it was a strange decision being on Kiefer Moore, but
do you know what? We criticised him a lot this season. That was brave what he did, and he's pulled it off. Credit where credit's due. Great decision. You are a legend, by the way. But we can't wait to see your thoughts in the Premier League.
Right, let's get back over. I need to get back over.
Podcast once.
God.
I hate the podcast, but I love it really.
Love the cherry!
Oh, I love it.
Try to go. Still athletic, I can still do this.
Oh man,
I watched all the videos.
Do you? Mate, we're doing a free for all now, mate. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, first of all, it's a very good game. It's crazy, but
it was.
Second half we were on top.
I tell you what, I had my hands in my mouth, well, my like, head of my hands, heart in my mouth in the last few seconds. Like, you know, it's blasted wide, turned out to be offside anyway, but really, apart from that, they didn't cause that much of a threat, did they?
They didn't. They had chances later, offside, a couple of crosses from corners, but not a lot else.
Yeah. Cheers, mate, thanks for coming on, mate, really appreciate it. Still filming it.
Right.
last name.
Hey, come
hi.
Hi.
Sammy Davis
Jr.
Do you remember Rich Terry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And John Sharkey.
Yeah.
John Sharkey is the cool fellow.
Is he?
Mate,
we're doing a video.
Are we? Hey, John Sharkey. Sharkey, give us song. Sharkey, give us song.
Mate, how you feeling
after that? Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Performance, mate. What were we worried about?
Well, we had to perform as well, which we don't do always. That was what we had to do.
That free kick, I was like, ah, what's that rubbish? And then.
Feeling
what
like.
A performance, like, jeez, I'm out of
work,
honestly.
Keep them on!
What an astute signing, he turned out of it.
It's quite a lot of time. What a goal.
How well worked. I thought the Phil was going to smash it, yeah. But
you know what? Such a good finish.
I don't want to think about how to get in the Premier League though, do you? Like, it's going to be hard, but you know what?
Ronaldo who?
Yeah, Ronaldo.
What we've got, we'll be able to stay in.
It's going to be so tough. It's going to be so difficult. You're always interviewing everyone else. How happy are you right now?
Very, yeah, thank you.
It's awesome.
I'm alright. It's alright, I suppose. Yeah, yeah,
it's just normal day, I suppose.
I'm just glad because I've been feeling awful all day. And it's just, I've been able to eat.
It's been horrible. I've had a day off work and I've been just walking the dog to sort of get out of it. Like, I just need to burn off nervous energy. So today didn't help.
Yeah, mate, I'm so glad we've done it.
Keeper more than you, Kevin Jones.
Yeah, well, exactly.
What a signing.
You know, like, every time you get promoted, there's always one signing that's, you know, pivotal.
And
he was from Cardiff as well, I think.
I've been through the ringer tonight a little bit. For a minute I thought we were going to throw it away, and then I thought we got a grip on the game. Second half, I thought it was only one winner, to be fair. But we loaded up in the first half and we got just deserved, and we do deserve this.
Yeah.
We do deserve it.
We do.
Tomorrow.
I wonder how many people are going to be saying that.
Scenes, absolute scenes. If you want to watch that again, I implore you to visit the YouTube channel. Give it a subscribe and a like if you can as well. YouTube.com/AFCB podcast. Now, earlier today, Mark McAdam from Sky Sports News, he spoke to Tom, who was outside Dean Court, and he gave his reaction as he basked in the glory of watching AFC Bournemouth return to the Premier League.
The calm after the storm. We're back. I haven't been home. I think you have, Mark. But how did you enjoy last night?
I was sensible. I was aware that I had to be, if the result went the right way, that I had to be at the Vitality for 7 a.m. So I biffed out of the celebrations about 11-ish. So I stayed after the game and enjoyed the moments with the players and their families and the fans, and obviously did what I had to do for work and things. But I had a sensible head and managed to get back. So, no, it was incredible. Once again, another really special night at the Vitality Stadium under the lights. You know, you just always get the sense, you know, it's only 11,700, but it feels like so much more. And on those evening occasions when the pressure's on and it really means something, the stadium comes alive. And it certainly did that last night, particularly 83 minutes in when Kiefer and Philip were just on another planet with their awareness and understanding and their communication skills. There must be some clever winking going on between those two to pull off that kind of a set piece routine under that pressure in that moment. And then, of course, it just brings back the memories of 2015, and it brings back the memories of everything this football club's achieved in the last few years and what they've been through and what they've done. And yeah, I was a proud Sky Sports reporter.
Yeah, well put. Not a Bournemouth fan.
Not a Bournemouth fan. I'm neutral. And I was definitely neutral all of last night.
Of course.
But no, incredible. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, it was amazing. And we were saying about that, the reminiscent of 2015. It was virtually in the same spot that Pugh got that goal. But what did you think on the night, with the pressure on, the actual performance? I thought from the off, for a team that were on form like Forest, we looked like the team that were in the ascendancy straight away.
I think what we saw last night from Bournemouth was a different type of performance from Bournemouth. It was a bit gritty, it was a bit edgy, a little bit physical. I think we saw that from some of the players that perhaps we haven't seen this season, where they did a different side to the game. And they were patient, and I think that was really important. And I think, you know, they marked Sam out of the game. He didn't have really too many opportunities apart from the one where he hit the bar. And of course, Brennan Johnson, Championship Player of the Season, someone who's rated around £20-25 million. And Lloyd Kelly had him essentially in his back pocket. You know, he kept him very, very quiet, and he's a very talented youngster. Yeah. So that was the best thing about yesterday. It was a wise and an experienced performance, professional performance from Scott's team. And then, of course, we had opportunities, and you just weren't quite sure. But there was that spell 5 or 10 minutes into the second half, and I just turned to my mate and I said, we're on top now, and this is the time we have to capitalise, because you felt like Forest had perhaps run out of ideas, run out of steam. I think they'd given so much to their club over the last, you know, 10 games, winning 9 out of 10. They gave everything against Swansea. I was at the City Ground on Saturday, and I think perhaps they just run out of flow, and that felt like our moment to take. Yep. And it took a little bit of time, but we took it. So yeah, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we were saying Scott's change, that it showed that, bringing on Kiefer Moore. And I almost wonder if they were, Forest almost looked like they were waiting for their moment and thought maybe we would retreat, and we didn't do that. We went for the win, whereas they maybe thought we'd hang on for a point. But going into next season, Mark, from what you think, your perspective, with Scott Parker, what he's brought, what this kind of newish group and the young players come through, how do you see us go? Do you think we're in good hands?
Absolutely. I think, you know, obviously, you know, I always go back and say Maxim has always put the money in. He's always backed the manager. Every single transfer window, he's done whatever they feel is the right thing to do for the club. And I don't think that will be any different this summer. Obviously, Scott will have his plan about what he wants to do and the players he'd like to recruit. I don't know a great deal about off the field, but I get the feeling that there's a real willingness to do the right things in terms of the training ground and to invest in the right way and in the infrastructure of the club. I think they know that's something that's very high on their list of things to do. So that'll be key. And of course they'll bring in the right types of players. I think the most important thing, I think all Bournemouth fans would agree, that whatever happens, you know, this summer, the sort of the club's bigger picture is more important than investing 50 million quid into new players. In, like we've said, we've got, you know, players that have got Premier League experience. We've got young players that are hungry. You know, the great thing about some of the players we brought in January, people like Kiefer Moore want to prove that they're good enough for the Premier League. Sakiri Dembele wants to prove he's good enough for the Premier League. So you've got a nice mix of experienced Premier League players, but hungry players. And I think that'll be great for Bournemouth. Yeah. So I think I'm excited. I'm really, like fans, you know, I'll be watching to see what the club does, how they operate, the types of players they're linked with, who they bring in, what they do, what happens off the field as well. And I think the sort of security that this promotion brings can just let Bournemouth fans rest easy knowing that they're going to, you know, have a really good, stable club behind them that's run efficiently and properly. As we saw from the first year we came down, they didn't go and spend 30 million to get back to the Premier League. They sold the players that they wanted to sell at the price they wanted to sell them, and they invested that money in the way they wanted to invest it. And obviously off the back of the relegation, they made sure that the books were better than the team. Books come first and then the team comes second. And if that's the remit and the thinking, then that's key. And I think that will be very much the case for this summer.
I agree. And I'm excited now. I'm already excited. So I'll see you in the Premier League. Thank you. I need bed.
Amazing. I love the diplomatic response of a Sky Sports reporter rather than being an AFC Bournemouth fan, is what Tom alluded to there. Brilliant stuff. And myself and Tom, we also waited outside Dean Court and we just sort of chewed the fat, really. And we reviewed the tense, tearful, but terrific victory against the Tricky Trees. I didn't even mean that alliteration. As Bournemouth secured promotion to the Premier League thanks to a well-worked free kick late in the game, What a game it was. This is the dissection.
Breaking news, Tom Jordan hasn't even got changed yet. You're still in the same gear, mate.
I'm back at the stadium before I was back at my house, mate, which is what it's all about, innit? You've got to enjoy these moments. What a night. What a night.
I'm so glad it panned out like it did, mate. Before yesterday's game, I was going through all these permutations and I was getting palpitations, thinking of all the different scenarios that played out. But thankfully... Thankfully, we got the job done, and mate, we're Premier League.
We're Premier League, and we were good on the night, weren't we? You know, credit to everyone. We said it in the preview. These players so far have turned up when it mattered in them big games, and we've done it again. I thought, Forest were very disappointing. I think they'll be disappointed, but I did think even during the game, I thought we're going to come out of this and go points decent, but we could have won that. And then we had that moment with that free kick, well worked, and job done, mate. I thought we thoroughly deserved it, and pleased for Scott and the whole group because we've got over the line, mate, and with a game to spare as well. So happy days. We can finally relax and enjoy a game of football on Saturday. It's going to be really weird.
I know we're not the ones playing the game of football, but as a fan, I felt as though there was this huge force, this immovable force that was coming from Nottingham, sent off with flares, almost like Liverpool Champions League style, and fans were giving it some on Twitter, and I thought, oh my goodness, maybe this is their time to shine after 23 years or whatever. But you know what? In the 90 minutes, that's all I really needed to worry about, and I didn't need to worry.
No.
They weren't as good as I thought they would be. And I thought that Scott Parker, tactically yesterday, he got his spot on.
Yeah, bang on. And it's probably a bit of Forest one on it, but also I think it probably we deserve credit. We stifled them. We were the party poopers, weren't we? As you say, the run they've been on, and the neutrals definitely wanted Forest with the run they've been on, etc., etc. And we just, we sport the party, mate, and we've done it really well from minute one, I felt. And as you say, Lerma looks like he gets a knock. Would have been easy to bring on Ben Pearson and go, let's not lose this game. And that's probably what, you know, during the course of the season, we'd have expected from Scott. But what he obviously saw in that moment was that, you know what, we can have these. They're not causing us that many problems. And he brought Kiefer Moore on. And
we were just talking to some fans that were here then, and we said, probably goes up. We think he's just a big lump and cause problems. He's a good footballer, a really good footballer. It was a really good finish, virtually the same part of the pitch that Puey got the goal against Bolton. And yeah, like we said, amazing free kick. But yeah, the, like you say, man, the 90 minutes, you know, you think of all these things leading up to it. But at the end of the day, when 11v11 on the pitch, it's who turns up, and we turned up.
So let's just talk about the atmosphere then before kickoff. And I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And the fans got in early, it seemed. Yeah. I was there about 15 minutes before kickoff, and it was electric. Yeah. A few inflatables going about, but as soon as that Nonny Red Army chant started, mate, spine tingling.
Yeah.
And then we kept on going as a fan base and kept on getting behind the side. And look, they responded, because I think that the opening sort of 10, 15 minutes of both halves, I thought we were very, very good. And we flashed the ball across the box a few times, and we were unlucky not to get on the end of it. But we certainly made Nottingham Forest worry. They had a few things to think about, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. As I say, I think from the off, there's been a few games of late where we maybe started a little bit cold. We certainly didn't do that. And that's what we wanted to see. You thought we looked like the team that were had the momentum and had the form going for us. They looked nervy. We didn't look nervy. We looked like this is an opportunity to get the job done. Let's just go and do it, and let's leave it all on the pitch. And that's what we did. Like you say, a few chances. You know, we probably didn't test keeper enough early doors, but we were controlling things. And they were having little breaks, you know, little things to just be wary of. But we were thoroughly in control. And like you say, the atmosphere was brilliant. I've never been at home game where I've stood up so much. Do you know what I mean? It was just it was bouncing. And as you say, things like the Nonny thing, and obviously with the news, the good news we heard with Brooksy before the game.
Best
7 minute kind of Brooksy chant. It was unbelievable. It, like you say, spine tingling, and everything just played into it, didn't it? And it just made for an unbelievable night.
They've got to say, I mean, their threats on the pitch were not unexpected. Jed Spence marauded forward a few times, you know, cutting up the top of the pitch. Brennan Johnson had a few chances on the ball, but I thought Brennan Johnson actually not as good as I thought he was going to be. But, you know, Jed Spence, obviously. And you know what? Sam Surridge was being a nuisance, wasn't he? And it was also Adam Smith was given the task to man-mark him throughout, because he was tucked tight to him. And fair play to Sam Surridge. You know, he is a championship striker on that appearance. And whilst he didn't net for them, he probably should have got a penalty and he hit the bar. But he's doing a good job for them. But I thought that Adam Smith's experience showed. Yeah. And he dealt with him really well, didn't he?
Yeah, another thing that was clever, I thought off the ball, we virtually went to a three, and Smith tucked right in, as you say. And that allowed Zamora to be the width on the other side. And as you say, mate, I thought their main threat was just putting the ball through to Surridge and being a nuisance. And I remember right early in the season when we played Stoke, when he was there, and he come off the bench, and I thought, oh, he's a bit manful here. And he has something to prove. This is the club that he's kind of come through the ranks with, and he'll be out there going, I want to show you lot, you shouldn't have let me go. And I thought he done well. He was he was going down, he was moaning. He wanted a player that looked like he, you know, was like, oh, I like Bournemouth. He wanted to prove himself, and I respect that. But yeah, as you say, mate, the experience of Smithy, I thought Nat Phillips was brilliant. Louis Kelly was superb. And yeah, we stood up to it. But there were a few hairy moments, hitting the crossbar. He probably just hits that when he should probably try and be a little bit more composed. It's probably what's always been Sam Surridge's thing, I think.
Yeah.
So he just hits it. And we got away with that one. But they were little warning signs that were weirdly good, I think, because we were controlling it. But you need them warning signs to think, don't take the foot off the pedal, because they can get in.
I don't want to say we're psychics or soothsayers, but in the last game I was talking about Philip Billing, and when he plays well, the team play well. You in the preview said, I bet they'll turn it around before the game. And lo and behold, when they switched it around, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. So little omens, isn't it? You think, oh, that's not good. You start worrying about it. But because of the way we started, I think that meant, you know, the North Stand got off for it first half, and it was fine. But it was weird. Said to you, it always feels like there's more chance of that happening when a previous player or a few previous players come back, because they know how much we like to, you know, shoot at the North Stand second half. So yeah, a few little things that you try. You got to try all them little bits, and fortunately it didn't matter, mate. But yeah, I that was an early sign. I thought, oh God, I don't like that.
And when the second half came, mate, I thought we were creating more chances. I'm trying to think when Travers, apart from at the end, really had to save a shot. And few and far between, really. Yeah. I mean, in the first half, I know that I think it might have been Brennan Johnson who had a shot and it went straight down his throat. Yes. Like he was, so, you know, that was easy enough for him. But in the second half, I'm struggling. But we went up the pitch a few times. You know, Jaden Anthony had a shot, which The angle probably didn't favour him because he was on his right foot and he sort of flashed it across goal. Bryce Hammer made a good save. Elsewhere, Dom Solanke was at a similar angle, flashed it into the side netting, but we were creating chances. And throughout it, I was thinking, like, when are Forest going to go for this?
That's what I thought, mate.
But they never really did.
No, I thought the same. I think it's one of them. We spoke about it in the preview. I do think it's easy to say it in hindsight, but if they had gone for us from the start, they could have, you know, they probably looked at it and thought, Blackburn did that, Huddersfield did that, Coventry did that, and Bournemouth smashed them. So, you know, if they had gone for it, say, if they nicked the goal on, say, 70 minutes and finished off the game 1-0, everyone would have said, what a tactical masterclass from Cooper. Mm. It just didn't work. They clearly were waiting for their moment. But as you say, mate, I don't think they really went for it until we scored. Mm. And then they needed two, really. So, yeah, it was a bit strange. And I do wonder if they froze a little bit. They've been, I kind of mentioned about that, weird because they're rivals, but the Derby thing, right at the other end of the table, that when there was no pressure on them, they were just winning games. As soon as people went, they could do this, they couldn't. And I think with Forest, it's been, oh my God, look at Forest going. Now it's, they could do this. Mm. And I do feel like they froze a little bit. I wonder if players like Lewis Grabber, for example, that experience, they probably missed that a little bit. And Cookie obviously got a head injury, so that affected him. You could see that early on. And, you know, quick mention of him, obviously, is it's been reported that his dad's very unwell. So I hope he's all right, and I hope Cookie's all right. It was a, it must have been a weird game for Cookie. And I think he went down really early, and I don't think he really shook that off, to be fair. I think he ended up coming off, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, obviously we gave him an applause and all that kind of stuff, but when you're in the throes of the 90 minutes, like, there are a few boos and stuff, which you can kind of, he expected that, but it's pantomime booing, isn't it, really? Like, obviously, you know, club legend, and we certainly wish him well with his personal news, but you know what? Forest are still in a good position to, you know, to win the playoffs, and probably my favourite team based on their form. But you know what? I'm glad it's them and not us, because, you know, we would have probably faced Sheffield United maybe if they finished sixth.
I wouldn't
have fancied that whatsoever. So, you know, good luck to them. And now I'm just glad I can sit back, put my feet up, have my cocoa,
and enjoy the playoffs.
And just enjoy the playoffs, which are
which
are really good. But anyway, we got to talk about the goal. And from what I remember, it started off with the ball, a raking ball to the left-hand side, which Dom Solanke picked up. And then he sort of miscontrolled it or whatever, or a defender got a touch. And then I think it's Jordan Zamora had the ball. And he's running from left to right. And I said, no, at some stage he's going to hit this. He didn't. He kept going. He's going to hit it. He kept going. And then he was felled. So from where I was in the north stand, it was quite difficult to see sort of whereabouts it was. But it looked like it was in the D.
A lot of thinking, people cheered like it was a pen, didn't they?
Well, yeah, exactly. But, you know, because the referee pointed like that. I was like, oh, what, really? But it was almost too close. It was too close.
Yeah, it was. And, I remember fans were all getting really excited because of how close. Because I think you always get really excited when it's really close. But then you start going, oh, actually, it'd be better if it was 20 yards further back for a shot, for example. And I was going, oh, everyone calm down. We haven't scored a blimmin' free kick since Rico. Got no chance. Been into the sky, this.
Yeah.
But, mate, yeah, what a clever free kick.
And is it right that I've read that it wasn't prepared or nothing that's been done on the training ground? Even though the Sky commentator said it was, it's easy to look like it was, but
I think Scott even said it wasn't. It was off the cuff. And that's, you know, credit to the boys. But I think also it's obviously Kiefer that gets the goal. He wouldn't have been lining up in, you know, at the start of the game, so he probably wouldn't have worked on stuff like that.
True.
I mean, it surprised me that they didn't put anyone on him. Mm. I mean, they had a massive wall. Mm. And you're thinking, surely one of them's going to stand with him. But to be honest, the way Billing was setting up, and his eyes are like, I'm shooting here. He looked like he was shooting.
What surprised me, I thought that they might have put a right-footed player to the left-hand side of the ball, but they had Billing there. Ryan Christie was there for a bit as well. But then Ryan Christie then skulked away. And then Billing, to his credit, and the Sky Sports cameras zoom in on his face, he doesn't once look at Kiefer, and he's like, he looks as if he's going to smash the ball. Yeah. And then he waits it perfectly. And that would have been so easy to Sky, because I've been in situations like that. When the ball's coming to you relatively fast, he could have absolutely ballooned that, but he didn't.
He's got it quite early because he's right-footed as well. He can't wait for it to come across his body. It's not an easy finish. But yeah, we caught him cold there. And Kiefer, like I said, I mean, we talk about being a big lump. He's a decent footballer, you know. That's a really good finish. Absolutely buzzing for him. I mean, Kenwyn Jones eat your heart out, actually. This impact from Kiefer Moore.
What is it with Cardiff signings on promotion seasons, mate?
Forget about that. Unbelievable. it was a magical moment, mate. Really well worked. And That and it's kind of, it ticks every box, because then it's also, that's the sub we made to go for it. Yeah. He's the one that gets the goal. It was, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I think I actually said, I'll take a corner. Just drill it. If it takes deflection, we get a set piece. So, yeah, fair play to him. Yeah, they'll be looking at it from their perspective and going, why do we leave him? But from our perspective, it's really well worked.
But Kiefer Moore, though, he came on for Lerma, who got a knock. And at that stage, I was thinking, like, is he going for it here? Mm. But then I think Scott Parker could probably smell blood based on the fact that we started the second half so well and Forest were barely posing a threat. He thought, why not go for it? But I couldn't really work out for a while what formation we were playing when Kiefer was on. Could you enlighten me a little?
Yeah, he virtually went to a three, didn't he? And moved Smithy. Like we were saying, he was kind of doing that anyway, but he went really with that three of Smith, Phillips and Kelly.
Yeah.
He moved Anthony over to the right-hand side because of his pace and his legs. He could play as kind of wing-back with Zamora. And then we kind of boxed that midfield where Lewis was still sitting, but he moved Christie in there, didn't he? He put Christie in there. Obviously, Billings in there. And then he kind of had Dom drifting in and around Kiefer. He was kind of off that left a little bit. And I think that's probably partly it as well. Obviously, it's going for it. You bring on Kiefer Moore. But I think Scott trusts Dom that much that he thinks, if I need to put Dom in midfield, I can. Yeah. Like, he's that good, isn't he? So, yeah, it was clever and it caught them off guard. I don't think they were expecting us to make that change and go for it. I think they would have probably been looking at it thinking the more the game goes on, the more Bournemouth are going to retreat and settle for the draw and then we could go for it.
Yeah.
But we just never did that. And as I say, mate, credit to Scott because it would have been so easy to bring on Ben Pearson and just tie it up and you know, for Jeff. But he smelt blood. He smelt blood.
But obviously after the goal, we did tighten it up and, you know, we did make a few changes. But, I mean, I've got to say that I didn't feel nervous until
when Sarge got in.
Oh, I didn't feel nervous until the fourth official put up eight.
And what was that?
8 minutes.
I mean, what was that? Sometimes when things like that happen, I think,
8 minutes?
Are they literally doing it for, like, the Sky cameras? Like, because it's a big game? Because I don't understand how there's eight. There's a few. I remember thinking, there'd probably be five there. 8 was outrageous.
I mean, in terms of the officiating, I mean, he let a lot go, didn't he, during the whole match?
Yeah, he did. Which
was good in some ways when it favoured us, but bad in other ways when, like, Jay-Z... There should have been a free kick, I think, in the first half where Jay-Z was basically shoved into the hoardings.
Oh, yeah.
In front of the North Stand. I thought, how is that not a free kick?
It's weird, because then, like you say, I was thinking, he hadn't booked anyone here. Yeah. And as soon as we score, Travers gets the ball, takes a millisecond longer, books him straight away. Oh, come on. And he started booking a few of us. But, yeah, like you say... For 8 minutes, I thought we were pretty good. There was that one moment where Surridge got in.
So, yeah.
Quick free kick, I think.
So, what was that? Yeah, Bryce Sammer had a quick free kick on the halfway line. Was that it?
And then he
found a gap. And, yeah, Jordan Zamora was caught a little bit cold. And you can see the reaction of Lloyd Kelly afterwards, giving him...
Makes an unbelievable block, by the way.
Yeah, he does. So, explain. Yeah, was it... So, who received the ball? Who picked up the ball?
I can't remember. And then it was... Surridge got in.
Yeah.
I just remember looking up and Surridge was in, loads of space. But he kind of was too wide to shoot, so he just drilled one of them balls across goal. And Kelly comes in, I think he virtually hits it off his chest. Yeah. But as soon as he makes that block, he runs straight out to Zamora, grabs him, you know, switch on. And that's that leadership that maybe we haven't seen or maybe doubted a little bit because of his age. And Lloyd showed that in their moments. And I think that was the corner where I think Travers maybe got a little punch on it.
Yes, that's right.
And then they ended up a few scraps. He might have got another corner.
Yeah, Bryce Samba ended up putting over. But one of those chances was offside, though, I think, from what I remember.
Yeah.
And because I remember thinking, blimey, and then all of a sudden there's ironic cheers looking over to my left. Oh, it is offside anyway. Yeah. And look, if I'm perfectly honest, that one where the linesman put the flag up when Sam Surridge was felled by Mark Travers, I've watched it again, and you know it doesn't need me to say it. The Sky commentator said it himself. Mm. That was a pen.
Yeah, it probably was. It was probably. I think it looked like it was probably offside anyway. And then you look at it back and go, no, he was on. He was on. So that's you've got to get the rub of the green, mate. I always say it in that in the season where we won the league. You know, people say, oh, we were just brilliant that season. I go, oh, of course we were. We barely got an injury all season. There's a reason why we play the same 11 every week. We never got any injuries, and that's the rub of the green. You've got to have rub of the green to you know get promoted and. That was a moment in the game where it went our way, fortunately. But probably got away with that one. But the way we were playing, if they had scored that early, they'd have retreated. I don't know. We were on it last night.
Yeah.
And I would have backed us either way, mate. I was buzzing.
Been looking at all the sort of social media reaction today, and it's so nice to see. I mean, I haven't looked much at Twitter, but I need to gorge myself. Go on, what?
Do you know local man's promoted? Oh, that was unbelievable.
I'm surprised you haven't got it on the back of your shirt. Yeah. At some stage, you probably will. Lerma promoted or something. But you know what? obviously all the goading between Watford fans and even with you know, Forest fans as well. It's something that I'm going to look back on. I think Sam Summers has bookmarked 1,000 tweets, so he'll be replying to each and every one, I'm absolutely certain. But obviously we're all delighted. And then I'm watching a video this morning of Scotty Parker, who's chatting to his team, almost sort of really emotional, like almost like chokes up, saying how proud he is of the players. And you know what, I'm proud of the players as well, but Parker, mate, he tactically he did get that right.
He got it right.
And you know what, it wasn't Parker ball that we've seen for a few times this season, and he's got criticism even from us about it, but that was almost like the best of both worlds. And if we've got that brand of football yet also the resilience at the back, I'm happy going forward with that. We always just wanted the best kind of mix, and that performance, I think, just, you know, that just encompassed everything that we really want.
Yeah, and we've always said, looking forward, haven't we, that there was a lot of performances this season and a lot of games where you felt like we could have let the handbrake off a little bit more with the players we had. But we always said, if he gets the job done, then, you know, deserves credit, because, and then we'll see next season, because did he just think this is the way to get out of the league? Is this a process where he thinks, you know what, playing this way is going to be better for us in the future, so I want to get it instilled in the players now. Well, only time will tell, mate. But yeah, it was a really nice moment, because I think all season we've kind of said about, oh, Parker, just give us a bit more. He seems a little bit, you know, oh, come on, just give a badge pump or just do something to get the fans on his side. And it's always been that, I've always looked at God, he seems like the guy who's just been like, I've got a job to do. And as soon as the job was done, and you say about that kind of speech in the changing room, I saw Scott Parker for the first time because he's got the job done. Yeah. And he showed his kind of human side of, look, I'm quite emotional, quite choked up. I'm proud of these players, you know, had a bit of a laugh with him and stuff. And I thought, you know what, fair play to him. He's got the job done, and now he's enjoying it.
I mean, you know, like, ever the professional. But it did make me laugh, though, because the fans are going absolutely nuts. Mike Botto on the mic is, you know, loving life. He managed just to get Scott Parker. Fans should have got off the pitch a lot quicker than what they did in the end. Blimey, that was a struggle.
Well, Fletcher was busy taking selfies with them all. Couldn't get off.
But, you know, and then Mike Bott was really excited. Scott, how are you feeling? Well, it's all right. You know, I was good. Come on, Scott.
I know. He has definitely got a bit about that. Reminds me a little bit of, funnily enough, he was in the bar last night, Shaun O'Driscoll, ex-manager.
He was in the 1910.
Good to see him. And, he was that sort of manager. I always felt like, come on, just get up for it a bit. But, mate, he got, as you say, last night. And actually, we said it in the preview, Luton away, they scored last kick. That aside, every single big, big football match, Fulham never beat us. Forest, 6 points. Huddersfield, 6 points. You know, Blackburn, we just beat them. We've just beaten Coventry when it mattered. And in the moments it mattered, they were the games where I thought we showed up, and we looked like the experienced team. We've got a lot of young players still, but we look like a team that when it matters, we're going to leave everything on the pitch, and that's a team you can be proud of. So, yeah, I was just buzzing the CMC's, mate. The players deserve it. So they've got over the line, and
I mean, look, we've got so much time in the close season to talk about this kind of thing. But in brief, do you think we'll be bringing in new players? Or, I mean, you know, a lot of the personnel that we've got have got Premier League experience, but it's not going to be wholesale changes, is it?
Wouldn't have thought so. We've got quite a young group as well. I do think we'll try Nat Phillips. If it's not a signing, try and even keep him for another season. I mean, we're fortunate that he's at Liverpool, where he's got a very struggle to get in that team. So hopefully, I think he's grown and grown with every game, him and Lloyd as a partnership as well. I think there's probably a few in terms of your Kales, potentially your Marcondes's, your Mepham's, maybe, that might need to go to play football because they're going to struggle, or with Kale, maybe even retire. There'll probably be a few areas we'll look at, and obviously there's a few players that we're not sure. Ethan Laird, Todd Cantwell, what are we going to do with them sort of players? But also, you forget we've got, obviously, Kiefer Moore will feel like a new signing because we've only seen him a little bit. What will he do with Brady? There's loads of questions, but I don't think it'll be wholesale. I think we said about this squad is massive, and he's built that ready now for next season, hopefully. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting. We'll probably make bits and bobs, and we'll see what happens. There might be a few that come in for our players, but we're in a position now, mate. We're promoted. Yeah. We can fight him off now, and a bit of cash in for the club as well, which I think is a key thing as well. A
lot of activity in the car park this morning. There's a lot of the players' cars.
I think Mark McAdam's waiting for us over there.
Yeah, we might have to see Mark McAdam in a minute. But a lot of the players are obviously had a few drinks last night. They didn't go into town that we all thought would happen, but they had a few drinks here, and, you know, fair play to them. They were, it's quite an emotional day, like yesterday, like a lot of anxiety. I mean, they must have been knackered after a few drinks. So they weren't up for going to Halo, but had a few drinks here by all accounts, and they're slowly drip drabbing in, collecting their cars. And they're
showroom,
all right.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's no Kia Ceed, but it's fine. You know, they deserve those drinks last night. I'm sure they'll have a day off, probably no more than a day, because I'm sure that he'll want to finish the season on a high, mate. Just quite intrigued to see what happens on Saturday in terms of team selection, etc.
Yeah, it will be interesting. I think the main thing is, you know, talk about rotation and stuff, anyone that's been playing through the pain barrier a little bit will probably be left out. I'm thinking Yuzumura's, who's just come back from a hamstring injury. Lerma, obviously, there's no need to risk any of them. But also there'll be sentimental side of it as well. Dom Solanke, will he start every single game? That'll be a nice touch. He'll look at, as I kind of mentioned then, we're talking about players. Will he look for Kale to say goodbye, for example? Will he look at someone like Meppham, who every single time, he came on again last night, he's called upon, he just comes in, does a job, doesn't moan about it, and just helps us when needed. And then as soon as someone's back, he drops out of the team again, could easily get stropping, he doesn't. Will it be a chance to go on, you can have a game? Will he look at a new system, potentially? He can try all these things, but knowing Scott Parker and what we've seen from him, he will not want to finish the season without a win, mate. And be interesting, because I'm almost now thinking, I think we're going to rip the floor with them. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see people like Mark Condes. Well, Mark Condes last night, by the way.
I promise the vlog will come out later on today. I promise it will.
Shirtless Emmy.
Shirtless Emmy. There you go.
Shirtless Emmy. Gave me a semi.
There's a spoiler for you. But Tom, it's been wonderful. A wonderful season, mate.
Roller coaster.
All 46. Oh, loved it.
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely loved it. Loved all the support of the channel as well. It's been great doing that, and it's been really enjoyable.
Yeah, thank you
Even
so
through
much.
The rocky moments, you know, I think we've always tried to give both sides, always had good debates with fans, and it was just nice to, when it comes to an end, you can smile about it, because what a season, we've got the job done, mate. So absolutely delighted. Can't wait for next season. Oh, I'm absolutely shattered.
Yeah, this boy needs to get some shut eye. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned, vlogs on the way.
Ooh.
And maybe some more content besides.
No, I know how I can end it.
Go on.
I told you.
Oh, the cherries.
We don't lose.
There you go then. AFC Bournemouth are Premier League. What a podcast. Absolutely love it. And look, hopefully there's going to be an end of season finale next week that, well, I don't know. I mean, you might as well just end the season now. But no, we're playing Millwall. We want to go out with a bang. And let's hope we do so. Thanks so much for all your support this season. I don't know why I'm saying this now. There's still a game to go. But we're Premier League. I don't even know how to sign this off. I best say, you've been listening to Back of the Net, the AFC Bournemouth podcast. Up the cherries.
Richie. Maybe on Walker. Pugh.
Pugh! That'll do it! That will do it! Pugh for Bournemouth! The Gold Sands is raised. Everyone here knows what that could mean to this football club.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.